As he tried to pull himself up, using just his arms, he felt a claw dig into his ankle. He gently eased himself back down. "Is your last name your first name backward?" Zero asked. Stanley stared at him in amazement. Had he been working on that all night? He heard the sound of approaching cars. Mr. Sir and the warden heard it as well. "You think it's them?" asked the warden. "It ain't Girl Scouts selling cookies," said Mr. Sir.
I remember that at the beginning of the book, we learned that Stanley's last name is his first name spelled backward. I can't believe that Zero figured that out. Just a short while ago, Zero didn't even know the alphabet. Let's continue on page 213, starting after the break where it reads, "He heard the cars."
He heard the cars come to a stop and the doors open and shut. A little while later, he saw Mr. Pendanski and two strangers coming across the lake. One was a tall man in a business suit and cowboy hat. The other was a short woman holding a briefcase. The woman had to take 3 steps for every 2 taken by the man. "Stanley Yelnats," she called, moving out ahead of the others. "I suggest you don't come any closer," said Mr. Sir. "You can't stop me," she snapped, then took a second glance at him, wearing pajama pants and nothing else. "We'll get you out of there, Stanley," she said. "Don't you worry." She appeared to be Hispanic, with straight black hair and dark eyes. She spoke with a little bit of a Mexican accent, trilling her R's. "What in tarnation?" the tall man exclaimed as he came up behind her. She turned on him. "I'm telling you right now, if any harm comes to him, we will be filing charges not only against Mr.